It is 90.3 KEXP, and we stream all over the world at kexp.org. My name is Troy Nelson, here in the KEXP Live Room, a band that has released one of our favorite records of 2018. I present to all of you Dilly Dally.
Still couldn't be friends.
It is Dilly Dally, live here in the KEXP live room. So excited to have you all here. Thank you so much for taking the time to perform for all of us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Did you say something about reverb in your headphones?
Oh, yeah. I just need a bit less if that's cool. Sorry, I don't mean to...
Perfect.
Whatever. Be a diva. The diva that I am.
You got to get it sound how you want, right?
Yeah.
All right. Did you approach this record any differently than you did your first record? And if you did, what did you do that was different than the debut?
I think the first record we wrote a lot more like thinking about like, oh, that'll be really fun to play at the show next week.
Mm-hmm.
And this record, it was more like, oh, that would be really cool on our new album and like to record.
That's why I ask. I can feel a difference.
Yeah, it feels more like a full album in a way, in that sense. Yeah.
Awesome.
It has a lot of different feelings and kind of dimensions to it.
Sure. And I know that people ask artists all the time about their influences or inspirations, but for you, Katie, in particular, Blur's Think Tank was a big record that I saw somewhere you talking about. What is it about that particular record?
Well, I wouldn't call it like an influence at all of Dilly Dally. I mean, but no, what I really like about that record is that it's at this like weird time in between Gorillaz and Blur, and when like guitars alt rock stops being like as cool, and the around the time of like Hail to the Thief and Radiohead's doing all the electronic stuff. So yeah, Think Tank is just a very unusual, unique album with a lot of different weird instrument choices and ideas. I really love weird oddball records like that. Like Sinead O'Connor, Lion and Cobra is like another like really weird soundscape, and their choice of different instruments and stuff as well.
And also, I was gonna ask you, coming from Toronto, a lot of people from the States, and I'm even guilty of this, when I visited Toronto for the first time, I was like, oh, it's a lot like New York City. A lot of people say that. But then you went to New York City. What can you tell people that are the actual differences between Toronto and New York City?
It's bigger in New York. It's bigger, and people are more confrontational, right? I mean, you know. In Toronto, like if you go to a convenience store and you buy something, some gum, for example, some Juicy Fruit, some Big Red, you know, you go in and it's, people don't make eye contact with the clerk, you know? Whereas in New York, you walk into a bodega and it's like, how you doing? Da, 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 and you're talking to all the customers and stuff like that.
So right.
People are a lot more vocal.
Interesting.
Which is nice. Yeah, eye contact, you know?
I also wanted to talk to you about the music video for I Feel Free, something that you directed and starred. And you've directed videos before. I know, right? And is film something that you're also equally as passionate about? Is that something that you want to keep pursuing?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, these guys have heard me complain quite enough about making music videos over the last, you know, few years. So I don't think it's something... I mean, okay, no, I shouldn't rule anything out. Maybe it would be really cool if a cool band came to me and was like, want to direct our video? I'd be like, yeah, kids. There's something about, starring in it, you know, asking your best friends to put mud all over their bodies and like hang out outside with a bunch of mosquitoes and stuff and pretend to be dead for like a whole day. You know, that's not something I'm going to rush into doing again anytime soon. And I'm sure these guys would say the same.
Where did you film that
It's a labor of love.
Yeah.
We filmed it at Tony's house, his like parents' house in the boonies.
It's a beautiful video.
Farm boy.
Yeah. It's dark, beautiful farm boy.
Yeah, it is a really beautiful video, and it was shot by our good friend Adam Seward, who's really, really talented. Like, I don't know how to use a camera, you know? So he really, did a lot of the heavy lifting quite literally that day.
Cool. Well, as I was saying before, we love the album. It's fantastic. It's called Heaven, and I know that myself and listeners would love to hear a couple more songs, if you would, please.
Okay, I guess.
Twisted your arm. Thank you so much. It is Dilly Dally live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle. Listening to Dilly Dally live here on 90.3 KEXP, and all of these songs that you're hearing today are on the new album Heaven, and also Dilly Dally going to be playing tonight at Showbox Market.
Yeah.
fantastic. Dilly Dally live here at KEXP. Once again, they are going to be playing the Showbox Market tonight. The new album is called Heaven. And thank you all so much for stopping by the KEXP studios. This was so much fun
thank you so much.
Absolutely. That was Dilly Dally live right here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.